been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's the June 21st live edition of the Gunderson Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And it's a Wednesday. That can only mean one thing. We got Rob Sanford in the house here with Gunderson.
It means more than that.
You notice this, Rob? About a month ago, 2 months ago, I was just checking out cars, you know? And I typed in Ford Flex and did a little research. So you see this ad that pops up almost daily on my...
That banner ad, sure.
It follows me wherever I go. I get in my car to drive home and there's a Ford Flex ad. Who's watching me? I'm telling you. There's no privacy anymore.
No, there's not.
You advised me not to even look at a Ford Flex.
Not that one, no.
They're discontinuing. I read that 80% of their sales are on the West Coast in California because they remind people of the old Woody.
Right, the old surfer mobile.
Put the surfboards on the top because it's got a... I kind of like it, but you say it's a dying breed.
Well, it's if they're discontinuing it, it'll be certainly.
Dinosaur.
For as long as you keep a vehicle, though, you'd probably be all right.
Yeah, because I'm still driving around that Ford Opel.
Yeah.
What was the one that was blowing up when they hit him in the Maverick?
Pinto.
The Pinto.
That was I had a Pinto in high school.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see how the Pinto called the market's doing today. The Nasdaq's running like a Pinto, which is obviously a horse. I've actually been to the Pinto races.
Really?
In Sacramento. Yeah, they had one race for Pintos, and then they had another race for Appaloosies. And my favorite race of all, when Fairplex was running in the L.A. area, the L.A. County Fair, and they have a little racetrack there, they had the mule races.
That's my speed.
You had to see those jockeys try to get those mules to do anything, you know?
You know, Ford's got a theme there. They've got the Ford Mustang, and they've got the Ford Pinto, and they have the Ford Bronco.
And you're saying that the Flex is the mule.
Is the mule. That's right.
The good thing about a mule is they can't breed, right? They're sterile.
Right.
So their race is not looking real good. Well, the Nasdaq's looking pretty good. It's running like a Ford, like a Mustang, like a Pinto this morning. The Nasdaq's up 26 points. 6,213. You know, it wasn't that long ago that Goldman Sachs told me to sell all my tech stocks.
That's right. Yeah.
And I personally didn't listen to them. And I warned other people not to listen to him, and I don't know if people listen to me or Goldman Sachs. I don't know.
Bill was right again.
But, well, we'll see. I still believe.
You keep saying we'll see.
You know, the jury, the jury's still out, but I still believe, where are you going to find growth at a reasonable price like you can in the tech sector? Meanwhile, over on the Dow, where there's not as much growth, I mean, is there any growth at IBM anymore or Ford or some of these Dow stocks? Coca-Cola? Hey, we met with somebody who has a son that works for Coca-Cola.
Yes.
How many people are they laying off?
They said that they are laying off 2,800 people in Atlanta and keeping 1,700.
The soda tax in Philadelphia, soda tax in Seattle, Soda Stream. You know me. I make my own. I'm saving how much a day on Diet Coke?
That's your mad laboratory
is
over there.
Is Coke a best stock now?
No.
Absolutely not. Even though it's the pride of Atlanta and we'll be headed there soon, it's not a best stock now, okay? So, you know, that was the other argument I had with Goldman Sachs. Listen, they're saying I should rotate into other sectors. What other sector? The energy sector? Do you see what's happening to oil?
Oh, my.
Now, it's up 8 cents today because there's a little tropical storm brewing in Texas and Louisiana, and they, you know, might take out a refinery or two and a vacation home or two, you know, on stilts down there in Galveston. Crude oil's up 8 cents today, but $43.59. I'm going to talk today during the show about how you can actually short the energy sector. That's the only sector that I would short right now if I was looking for something to short. And it's showing up in my app. There's ETFs that that go short oil, and they're showing up in my app in the top 100 right now.
So you see it falling more, huh?
I see it going into the 30s.
Do you really?
The high 30s,
okay.
Yeah,
so I that really guy do. That texted me a couple of days ago while you were on the air, ask Bill, should I buy oil? It seems like it's really getting cheap. And you said, no, not yet.
Absolutely not.
Not yet.
Now, yeah, the
so
Dow,
when it gets down in that 30s.
Yeah, you know, and I
maybe
still,
it's a play?
I still don't see the growth there in the energy patch. You know, it used to be that OPEC controlled the world supply.
Sure.
And they could tighten the spigot, lower the supply. Mm-hmm. You were around in the 70s.
Oh, I remember waiting in line with my Pinto.
On Midway Drive, there was a gas station, and I used to drive to the Sereno Valley area for work every day. And I had to go on the even day, mm-hmm. depending on your license plate.
We were probably in line together.
Yeah, and the line stretched clear down to the McDonald's
I remember.
At Midway and Sports Arena there. And the line was probably, 3 or 4 football fields.
Oh, yeah,
long.
At least 100 cars. I remember that very well.
Now, was that because we were running out of oil in the world?
That was manipulation.
It was, it was the oil embargo. They said, we'll get you guys. We're going to shut off the spigot.
That's right.
Make you wait in line. We'll kill your economy.
Yep.
And what's happened since then? This one of the seminal moments in the energy patch is when down in Texas they invented the drilling techniques that we now use called fracking and horizontal drilling. That changed the entire face of the energy industry, and now we are in command to where, okay, you shut off the spigot, we'll turn up the spigot. So they can't any longer, control us. With the oil.
Which is a good thing.
It's a good thing. They can't play the oil card anymore.
That's good.
All right, so crude is at $43.59 per barrel today. I don't own one energy stock. Have you? You don't even want to look at an energy stock right now. They look awful. The MLPs, and there's these people that say, well, why wouldn't you buy an MLP right now? Look at those yields of 9, 10%. But if the MLP goes down by 9 or 10%, you're even. Okay,
now explain to folks what an MLP is.
Well, that's a pipeline stock
okay.
for the most part. These guys that carry oil, and by the way, they're totally are impacted by oil prices. The shipping stocks, the companies that carry oil and the ships, I wouldn't own one anymore.
So the logistics part.
Yeah, even though the yields on the stocks are way up here, the stocks are headed south. So buying something for its dividend yield is not a good idea. S&P up a point today. Action obviously in the NASDAQ today in the tech stocks. Gold's up 30 cents, $12.43. Ooh, now you know what my stance is on precious metals. I don't see that as a play right now at all. The play is still the stock market, equity, ownership, and companies. The euro's at 1.11, and the 10-year yield, the bond market stays healthy. Interest rates remain low, 2.17. We started the year at 2.47, but I just don't see going out. We talked about a 100-year bond in Brazil or Argentina yesterday, yielding 7. You can buy a bond, Argentina. You can pass it to your kids, and they can pass it to. It's a 100-year bond.
Wow.
7-point-something% per year. The problem is we've lost track of how many times Argentina has defaulted in the past. And your bond, it's to be hung on the wall as a relic with no value, right?
Memorabilia.
But you got 7% per year for maybe 7 or 8 years.
A multi-generational bond.
Yeah, 100-year bonds. And, right after that news, Argentina got bad news last night. There's a group out there, MSCI, that creates indexes, the Emerging Market Index. And China's been trying to get representation with their mainland stocks that we're not allowed to buy in that index. And Argentina also applied to be part of the Emerging Markets Index. China, they let in 200 companies into the index. Argentina, they said no.
Not even one.
No, not yet. You've got to prove yourselves. You guys have had a lot of bad behavior in the past. That was really a blow and quite a shock. Many people thought that Argentina would be allowed in, but they weren't. Well, yesterday was a sloppy day in the market. That's a fishing term.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's also a horse racing term.
Sloppy?
Yeah, sloppy track is when it rains like, you know what, the night before, and you come and there's pools of water on the track,
and they run in that.
And the poor jockeys, they'll wear 9 pairs of glasses. And every 100 yards, they'll flip off a pair, and then they have a fresh look. And then so the track is literally littered with goggles.
Is that right? Yeah, that's like a NASCAR windshield where they peel it back.
Yeah. I was at San Francisco one time at Bay Meadows, and Russell Bays had just ridden in such a race, and he handed me a pair of his goggles. I still have them. He's the winningest jockey of all time. Well, let's look for winning stocks when we come back. Today is not a sloppy track. It's fair, and we'll see where the action is. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And we love San Diego, but we are headed on the road. It's the Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. We're headed out to Sarasota in about 3 weeks, Bill. You're going to be out there waxing eloquent, entertaining the folks on July 13th.
Yeah. The other day you were asking me, do you have your seminar ready? And I said, well, if you can tell me what the market will be like the day before, I'll prepare it now. And you couldn't answer me.
No.
You know what? I've learned over time, you can't really prepare what you're going to talk about until a day or two before the event. You can have the basic structure.
So you'll be preparing that on the plane ride.
Absolutely,
out there.
Okay. Because we don't know what the market's going. We don't know if there's going to be turbulence or smooth flying.
Good thing those airplanes have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
I made sure my seat was wired, by the way.
Okay.
Lynn made sure of that.
Now, listen, we need to plan on how many folks are going to be visiting with us in Sarasota. Now, we will be downtown at the Hyatt Regency, right on the waterfront, downtown Sarasota. And we'll be there at 6:30 on July 20th. That's a Thursday night. Now, the good news is if we have an overwhelming response, they can always add more chairs. But we kind of want to feel for...
They can't bake more cookies.
No. So if you want cookies, you got to let us know you're going to be there. Go to GundersonCapital.com, and right on the top of the page, there's a little tab that says Live Seminar. Click on that and let us know how many folks are going to be there. And then the following week...
We load up the bus.
We load up the Gunder bus, and we head up to Atlanta. And the following Thursday night, on the 20th, we'll be out there in Atlanta at the Hyatt Perimeter. And we're going to enjoy visiting with you folks out there. And then, who knows after that? Seattle.
It's September in Seattle.
And then ice fishing in Minnesota.
That's right.
And down to Dallas. And
paddle boarding in Hawaii.
There you go. Check us out at GundersonCapital.com.
Don't forget Dallas.
I said Dallas.
Okay.
And we're going down there.
I don't want to slide our Dallas.
Do a little bass fishing down there. So we're headed all over the country this year to visit with the fans of Bill Gunderson. So check us out.
All right. Why was it a sloppy day in the market? And be worried. Well, you know what? Here's what's been thrown at the market this year so far to try to derail it. You remember the 372-point drop?
I remember that about three Wednesdays ago.
I was downtown meeting with the advisory council of Scottrade and meeting the CEO of Scottrade and the CEO of Ameritrade. And that was all about the Trump impeachment theory, that Trump was ready to be impeached, that they had him on collusion, they've had him on obstruction of justice, and the Trump agenda was over. Okay, well, that sell-off lasted one day, 372 points, and it's, did it hit a new all-time high yesterday? Did I tell people back then this is all hooey? All right, then they threw the tech bubble scare at us. Goldman Sachs. Now, whether they knew Amazon was about to ruffle the feathers of many industries, which we'll talk about here in a minute.
You called it. You called that right on the money.
They got a flash crash in Amazon, took it down to 927, and let's see where it's at today. It's been above 1,000 since then, and maybe with the Nike news today, 995. 1,000 seems to be a psychological barrier right now. They threw the tech bubble at it, and that didn't quite stick. At least it hasn't stuck yet. Now the big threat to the market. This is a legitimate threat, okay? Believe it or not, this is a legitimate threat. Is oil prices. Because 10% of the S&P 500 is the energy sector. And if you look back to 2015, 2016 were flat years in earnings. Mm-hmm. They were up a little, but they were flat, and they were being held down because of low oil prices.
Well, oil got down below 30 for a few days.
And it hurt the energy patch earnings, and that impacted. So let's just say that the number right now for this year for S&P 500 earnings is $132 per share. That's where I'm at right now, and that's kind of where the consensus is at. We could start seeing some downgrades to those earnings estimates. We could go as low as $130 over the next couple of weeks. And if you're using a multiple in the 18 area, that's going to lower the target price. And that's why you're seeing this nervousness in the market and the sell-off in the market. So really and truly, we kind of need oil prices to stabilize. And we need oil prices to start at least holding their own. A continued plunge in oil prices is going to take a bite into S&P 500 earnings. And that's the math that leads into the target price. So that's, we need to get that turned around. Meanwhile, it would appear that the Trump agenda is moving forward. Gary Cohn says we probably won't get a tax bill in front of Congress until September. That's the tax reforms. And around the same time, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a draft of the Senate's health care bill will be released Thursday.
Boy, that'll be interesting, huh?
That's tomorrow, okay? So they're moving forward, and a vote could possibly happen before the July 4th congressional recess on health care on Obama.
Isn't it amazing how many world events and all the different things that affect the bottom line in the stock market?
I call them tributaries.
It's amazing how many things affect the market.
Tributaries. Now, let's take it. The news this morning was in Iowa. Premiums for folks, hardworking folks in Iowa, corn farmers, corn, what are they in Iowa? Hawkeyes. Hawkeyes, okay. The Hawkeye State.
No, Buckeyes.
That's Ohio Buckeyes. Come on.
Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah,
that's right.
They're going to throw corn at you.
It's the corn-fed Iowa Hawkeyes.
Their premiums are going up 44%.
Oh, my.
44%. And they don't want it repealed and replaced? Come on. And then meanwhile, you know, yesterday was supposed to be a, what do you call it, on the Trump, this election yesterday in Georgia, the Republican won again. And, you know, I find
they
that...
They spent a lot of money to get there,
you
man.
You know, Lynn and I will watch a Padre game and we'll say, well, we only lost by 2 points tonight. We lost to the Cubs by two. That's a good game. It seems like the poor Democrats, no matter who they run, well, you know, we only lost by five. It was a closer race than, but they continue to lose wherever they go. So I suppose that that's good news for the Trump agenda. And, you know, we had a Belgium incident yesterday. What was that, about an hour before the market closed? This is getting to be commonplace.
It is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Breaking news. Explosion heard in the Belgium train tunnel. Well, that spooked the markets.
Well, we're almost becoming desensitized to this stuff.
It's every day.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's every single day. What was the line in They Love Dirty Laundry?
Right, Don Henley. Don Henley.
People, we love to see people die, mm-hmm. and Dirty Laundry and mm-hmm. the evening news and... When we come back, is Amazon a monopoly?
Oh, I've got a story.
Is that a threat?
Got to talk about
that. Are they a monopoly, or should you invest in Amazon? And does Regeneron have a cure for macular degeneration? If they do, that is huge. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? Well, the Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see Bill live. We will be in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency downtown on July 13th at 6:30 p.m. for a live evening of stories, entertainment, and solid advice on buying or selling Best Stocks Now. The best part is it's free. The Wonder Gunder Tour stops in Atlanta the following week on July 20th at the Hyatt Regency Perimeter, also at 6:30 p.m., and Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day before and the day after each seminar. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to GundersonCapital.com and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page. That's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's the Gunderson Best Stocks Now Show, and I'm here with Rob Sanford on this Wednesday. We've got a NASDAQ rally taking place, and Rob, I'm going to tell you it's around the biotechs this time. And, you know, there's a stock that I have followed for quite some time, known about it for quite some time. Their claim to fame is kind of their drug idea, which is a treatment for the eye, disorder of the eye. And this new drug that they have, now look at this. Okay, so here's the history of the rankings of Regeneron, R-E-G-N. All of a sudden, Regeneron is storming into my top 300. And I've been pretty neutral on the biotech sector and the drug sector for the last. But this news coming from Regeneron out of Tarrytown, New York, is pretty big.
Now, share with the folks what your sister out in Tampa said regarding the nursing homes and what goes on there. We were talking about it during the break. Well, tell that little story.
Yeah, my sister's was a physical therapist. She's retired now, but she was a physical therapist. She lives just south of Tampa there and visit a lot of nursing homes. And you know, Regeneron's first home run was Eylea, which treats macular degeneration, which she said more than anything, that puts people into nursing homes. Because they lose their eyesight and they're living by themselves.
Right.
And she says, you know, that's huge. And, of course, Regeneron, it was huge. And Regeneron is now a $55 billion market cap company, R-E-G-N. But now they're looking.
Look at that spike.
Yeah, now. Okay, this spike is not related to macular degeneration here in Eylea. That's what makes this all the more interesting is they're not a one-trick pony. Celgene was, and so far it seems that Gilead Sciences is kind of a one-trick pony. But they do have other things in the pipeline, I'm sure. But this one is starting to really explode for Regeneron. They have a new drug called Dupixent, which was approved back at the end of March of this year. And it's a very successful treatment for atopic dermatitis. You know, skin disorders.
Okay.
You know, I've got something here that I'm always scratching it.
That's a mosquito bite.
Yeah, maybe. And atopic dermatitis, Regeneron's working with Sanofi, S-N-Y, on this. But here's the biggest news of all. Now, even though this is a big treatment for this very common. Okay, this is not a rare disease that only treats 1% of the population or 0.1%. You know, dermatitis,
everybody's got an itch.
Yeah, somewhere, and wanting it scratched.
That's
and
right.
Dupixent may just be the drug. But here's the deal now. In addition to atopic, which is topical, on the surface, dermatitis, doctors are probably laughing. This guy doesn't know anything about medical conditions. I do know a stock that's breaking out, and
that's
one
right.
That's ranked number 273 and has got another drug that is now proving efficient. But now they're looking at it for other indications such as asthma. How common is asthma? Pediatric AD. Now, I don't know what that is. That's atopic dermatitis.
No. Maybe pediatric AD. Is that
no. Well, I know what you're going to say, HD, ADHD.
Is that attention deficit disorder? Is that
that's my middle initials, ADHD. But
that's right.
But Dupixent, no, that would be for little children because, you know, newborns,
and, yeah,
you know,
okay.
My little Logan's got, you know, atopic dermatitis. It's also being shown effective on nasal polyps.
Okay.
And eosinophilic esophagitis.
Stop while you're ahead. Quit reading those
That's
words.
The last one.
Okay.
But if it can help my eosinophilic esophagitis.
The listeners are just glazing over.
I'm all for it. Okay, now.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Let's go back to the chart.
Just wait a second before you start charting up here.
Look at that.
This is a perfect example of why an active money manager is more effective in managing portfolios than a robot, because you dig into the news stories, you dig into the backstory, you do the research, you find out why a particular stock is going into a certain direction or why it's breaking out. There's more to it than just the numbers. There's research and effort behind it. There's some intuition. And there's a captain.
Well, thank you.
There's a captain at the helm that can't pronounce medical words, but he understands the story behind it.
I was on board with medical school in high school. I got pretty good grades in high school. I was on board with medical school and going to be a doctor.
No, if you were a doctor, you would have gone out of business.
Until we went to San Diego State on a field trip, and they wheeled out the cadavers.
Oh, my goodness.
And after they picked me up off the floor, I decided I was going to go in a different direction.
How is it that you're so good at cleaning fish?
Squeamish.
You're really good at cleaning fish. I've seen you fillet a fish like a pro.
Yeah, well, that's food, you know.
Oh, we have I got
that
it.
Caveman you instinct.
You can't eat a cadaver.
No.
Is that it?
Nor can I look at one.
Okay.
Let's get back to, this is on your topic of mundane mutual fund,
okay.
Plain vanilla. I had a guy send to me his portfolio. And, you know, I mean, it's almost six. Is that seven?
Seven. All right, almost a million bucks.
All right. Okay. All right. No names or locations or anything like that. But it's all in.
I can tell you it's not mine.
No, it's all in four mutual funds. The whole.
The whole doggone portfolio.
So I did just, you know, I think one of the most effective graphics is this scatter report we do, which shows the line of the S&P 500 over the last whatever, pick a time period, 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, 1 year. And then it shows your mutual fund or your stock. And it puts it into that immediate, like, wow.
That is such a great illustration as to where you are as opposed to where you should be.
Okay, now I don't have his chart in front of me, but there's five lines. Line number one is the S&P 500 since this bull began in 2009. Line number two is the first mutual fund he owned. Badly under. His best mutual fund that he owns is badly under the S&P 500.
So he could have just played the index.
The next one is way under that.
Oh, boy.
The next one is way under that. And the fourth one is basically a flat line for 9 years.
It's a cadaver.
So when you add those four together,
oh boy.
Yeah, you know, they come up in about the middle of those four. But here's the S&P up way up here. And here's his four mutual funds way down here. So
time to call Bill.
I've been trying to get in touch with him, and I'm going to send him the scatter chart, and I'm going to recommend a prescription for his atopic dermatitis. Because his portfolio has...
This is financial dermatitis.
His portfolio has...
Dr. Bill.
Eosinophilic esophagitis. That's my diagnosis of it.
Okay, all right.
And it needs a good dose of Dupixent. Best stocks now, best funds now, best ETFs now, anything best.
We got to come up with a bottle of Gundersillin.
That's right. I ought to come up with a little bottle and a prescription.
Yeah. Put jelly beans in there.
Take this daily.
Here, take this Gundersillin every
day.
Don't
look at your portfolio for a while till I get this thing fixed.
Five times a day.
But you could have a lot more energy. You could feel a whole lot better.
If you eat jelly beans.
If you take some of this Dupixent.
No, Gundersillin.
BSN.
I'm telling you, that's genius. We got to come up with a new drug called Gundersillin.
BSN booster.
Not
vitamins.
BS.
Vitamins. BSN is best stocks
oh,
now.
Okay.
Booster
All right.
vitamins.
All right.
I take vitamins every day
yes,
when
you
I
do.
Get up in the morning. Oh. Maybe too many. So anyways, look, that's Regeneron. Now, it's showing up in the app. That's the beautiful thing about the app. It detects unusual activity in a stock before things happen. So obviously, my theory is somebody knows something. Okay, way in advance. Now,
that's right.
Maybe the SEC's not picking it up. Maybe
right.
the regulators aren't picking it up, but you know what? They had to come to me because I can tell them
right.
where there's unusual action in the app. And Regeneron has been showing unusual. It's been going sideways now since 2014, and all of a sudden it's perking up.
Now, how many people have iPhones or Android phones, and they don't have the Gunderson Best Stocks Now app? You are a knucklehead if you don't have the Best Stocks Now app.
I better make sure I have it.
Go to the App Store and search for the Best Stocks Now app, or just search for Bill Gunderson. And you can almost be as smart as Bill for a little while you're looking at your phone.
I share my brain with people every day. It's scary.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? Well, the Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see Bill live. We will be in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency Downtown on July 13th at 6:30 p.m. for a live evening of stories, entertainment, and solid advice on buying or selling Best Stocks Now. The best part is it's free. The Wonder Gunder Tour stops in Atlanta the following week on July 20th at the Hyatt Regency Perimeter, also at 6:30 p.m., and Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day before and the day after each seminar. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to GundersonCapital.com and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page. That's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
Final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're just kind of reviewing what we've talked about. We've kind of been all over the. We've been from Sarasota to Atlanta to Hawaii to Tarrytown, New York, up to Regeneron. And how can there be a day when we don't talk about Amazon?
Well, we talked about it before the show. We did. Discuss the news coming out of Amazon. I was up last night and then again this morning watching the financial stations and read a little article about the fact that Amazon is now, with their Prime customers, going to allow folks to try on clothes.
Try on the clothes.
Before they buy them.
Before they buy. So do I have to go to the Amazon store or they'll ship them to my door?
No, no, no. They'll ship them right to your door. You try them on. And if you don't like them, you send them back.
My wife's listening. She's all over this.
Oh my goodness! It's the new Amazon apparel program.
Is that the name of it? Amazon Try?
No. It's a new clothing apparel program for Prime customers. And if you're a Prime customer, they ship the clothes to your house.
Yeah.
And you can try them on, model them.
Look in the mirror.
Yeah, well, now, I'm not seeing how this is going to work because, you know, folks are going to
make it work.
They're going to wear them to work. They're going to wear them on a date. Then they're going to put the tags back
on them and
send it back to Amazon. What's Amazon going to do with a warehouse full of tried on clothes?
You know what? I mean, it's going to work. That's all I can say.
Well, I was noticing in what the commentators were saying on the station. Look, this is dramatically affecting a lot of the clothing stocks,
it's
the Nordstrom, the Penney's, the folks that are even Ross.
Yeah, it's a killer.
Yes, the
TJ
Maxx's.
Killer. Now, the other news on Amazon this morning is Nike is going to sell inventory to Amazon and let them sell it then. Pass it through to the
So you Nike. Get your Nike tennis shoes, you go for your run in the afternoon, you say, I don't like these, I'm going to send them back to Amazon.
What does that do to Foot Locker? What does that do to all of these shoe stores?
Well, you remember Zappos out in Las Vegas. They're a huge online shoe seller. I'm sure it's going to affect them.
Now you've got, I saw on the Fox Business Channel this morning, Judge Napolitano was on with Stuart Varney, and they asked, is Amazon becoming a monopoly?
Sure.
And, you know, Napolitano basically made the case, no, it's not. Unless their intent is to drive other people out of business.
Well, of course it is.
That is his intent.
They want to be the everything store.
He has done it to other industries where he has lowered the price because of how big and the muscle that he has.
Yep.
He can afford to lose money for 6 months on diapers and drive diapers.com out of business, right?
Absolutely.
He can afford to lose money on organic bananas and gluten-free bread for several months until he's put Sprouts and Ralph's and Safeway and Albertsons and all the others out of business. So I'm of the opinion. Now, as a shareholder in the stock, I'm really not afraid that the antitrust people are going to come after him, though, because I think there's really not a case to be made there as of now. But that is one risk that you got to keep in the back of your mind. If we were to wake up someday to the headlines that the U.S. government is going after Amazon with the antitrust boys, that wouldn't be good for the stock. But in the meantime, I don't see any imminent danger of that.
Right.
And in the meantime, I think you have to own the everything store. Is it the only stock I own in my premier growth portfolio? No. But as I look around the world, searching for the 30 best or 50 best growth stocks at a reasonable price, hard to argue that Amazon's a reasonable price, but I can make a value case for it going to $1,600 a share. It's currently at $1,000.
Well, it always amazes me how they're constantly looking for niches. They're constantly looking for areas that they can dominate and take over, from groceries.
Knock everybody out.
Sure. It started with books and then every other kind of product and now groceries and now clothing. That was one of the pushbacks that I gave to Stephen when we were talking about Amazon before, was that, look, I want to try on clothes. I want to touch it and feel it and see what it's like. There's no way that I would buy clothes from Amazon. And Stephen said, well, I already know my size. It doesn't matter. You want to try them on. Well, here's the answer to it.
And there's an app that measures you.
So there you go. There's
and
the...
you can have tailor-made there to you fit you specifically on demand with your... You know, I got short arms, so every shirt I buy comes to here. And I look like a monkey at church on Sunday. I have short arms. What can I say? And we're all built differently. But now there's an app that will measure your waist, your neck, your arm length, and you will get a perfect fitting.
There you go.
Okay.
Sent to your house in a box.
So how can you not own Amazon?
Oh, my goodness.
Is it not one of the 50 best companies in the world today, if not of all time?
Crazy.
Now, yeah, we don't want to get into that 2000 crunch where we're paying any price for growth. No, I don't believe in that. And then there's other stocks, obviously, that fit up there. I mean, Alibaba, obviously. You know, Jack Ma of Alibaba's in the U.S. today, pitching small businesses how you can sell your wares on Alibaba to the Chinese market.
Wow.
That's why we're coming up with the Chinese version of the app. Now, this is in building number 7 that you're never allowed into.
That's right.
Did you know that we are busily inputting Chinese stocks for the Chinese? We have a lot of Chinese followers. Let's not forget India and their India stock market. And the Europeans, we're going to have several buttons on the app. I just am interested in European stocks. I want to see your rankings, Gunderson.
Does that mean the tour is going to Hong Kong next year?
But you're not allowed in Building 8. Only I have the key and the combination, because that's where this stuff is working. Okay, we're down to a minute.
That
was a fast hour.
You're not kidding.
Well, I'll let you bring it home.
Okay, if you would like your own personal prescription for Gundersillin. Dr. Bill here. Now, he's gone from captain to doctor. Dr. Bill will look over your individual financial disease. If you've got financial osis and you'd like Gundersillin.
Your portfolio has
It does have
paralysis.
Financial osis. Boy, I tell you what, the prescription that he'll write out for you will be yours and yours alone. It's kind of like that app that you can measure
and see
what's
Taylor
going on.
Tailor fit.
Custom for you.
Fitted.
Go to GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Or call us, 855-611-BEST. Set up an appointment to talk to Bill, and we'll get him on the phone with you. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.